Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. Here we are, partway through County Fair. I'm not sure when our fair officially starts, but we have the style show, shooting sports, dog show, and marching in both the junior high and senior high bands behind us, so we must be at least halfway through before we officially get started. Trying to keep the cattle shifted around to where there's a little grass and keeping the irrigation running is going to take away from my socializing time, which is something I really miss. County Fair is a time when you get to visit folks you might not see the rest of the year. And as young people graduate and their parents are no longer involved, you can have quite a little time get away before your trails cross again. Our part of the world is often dry in August, and I remember years when the quality of cattle representing our ranch was not the greatest. Due to the drought, the good cattle had been cash flowed, and the feeder calves were picked from the 14 head I was embarrassed to let in order by our C. We did have one calf that was an easy top pick for this pen of feeder cattle. She was half of a set of twins. This made her a free Martin because her womb mate was a bull calf, and they're generally pretty poor cow candidates. She was gaining weight really well, and she seemed to be a free Martin with bonus parts. Just a few weeks before fair, her plumbing differences made themselves evident. The kids had christened her Valmont because when she would relieve herself, it looked like the end gun on a center pivot. There at home, it was just fun watching, but tied in the barn at County Fair, we could see where we might have a problem. I live in a culturally diverse community. We have both farmers and ranchers. The ranchers might farm a little bit, and the farmers have cattle, but we all know what the other one is. And I'd been invited to a farmer, Brandon. I was telling the fellas over dinner about my problem with this heifer, and one of them came up with a solution that I wouldn't have come up with in a million years. He said, RP, you don't have a problem. There's a cost share program at the NRCS where you can have that heifer converted to low pressure and fit her with a drop nozzle. That's something I wouldn't have thought of. We were keeping a fairly close eye on the heifer through fair week, and things were going along good, till about the second to the last night in fair. Our heifer was doing fine, but neighbors had taken on some steam. The vet had been there to relieve some pressure, and a group of us parents were just standing around and visiting and making sure everything was going to come out all right. 12:30 at night, second to the last night of county fair, and here come two of my teenage sons, and I was mighty proud that two of my teenage sons would be willing to stay up over half the night at county fair just to keep a close eye on their livestock. I was so touched by this that the following morning I put this poem together. Halters in the showbox, showbox in the shed, when everything is put away, we'll put this fair to bed. The reasons why we do it are not always understood. When fair week comes to a close, it feels mighty good. The kids all had a great time, and so did Beth and I. 27 trips to town put a sparkle in OPEC's eye. My crew is plumb wore out. Guess I'll let them sleep till noon. This is one daughter's last fair, and the other starts real soon. Then her little brother will get to take a turn. Seems we're gluttons for punishment. Will we ever learn? 4-H for another 15 years. This is going to be a wreck. By the time this deal is over, I can draw an SS check. And someone pointed out this week to keep me on the run, I could have grandkids involved before Brood One is done. My first reaction was to panic. They really made me twitch. I could have put a show blower to my temple and gladly flipped the switch. On further consideration, I no longer do regret. My grandkids will show livestock. Go ahead and place your bet. The more animals, the better. They can be small or big. If I lose all my marbles, they can show a sheep or pig. I'll teach them how to ride. Beth can show them how to sew, and we'll fill their heads with knowledge, and we'll keep them on the go. The only thing that will be different than it was around before, when my grandkids show their livestock, my kids will learn to chore. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Hoping that it's raining at your place, that the Lord blesses you real good today, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.